Southwest Utah is facing a lack of affordable housing, and it's getting worse. But homelessness there doesn't always look how you might imagine. Earlier this year, KUER Southwest News reporter David Fox told the story of Corey and Skip Starr and their son Saren, who were living in a trailer in the desert. Now, Radio West Films director Kelsey Moore brings their story to life in a new documentary. KUER's Caroline Ballard spoke with both Fox and Moore about their work. Fox said that when he first started reporting on student homelessness, he didn't feel like he was getting anywhere.
And one day I just decided to take a break and got in my car and drove out into some public lands. I went out to an area of undeveloped desert. As I was driving around exploring, I saw a camper trailer sitting out on a bluff. And I saw a man outside moving things around and just decided to approach him and see what his situation was and if he was willing to talk to me. He had his son with him, who was starting school in the Washington County School District for the first time that year. And that very next night, the whole family was going to back to school night. And that became the basis for my story.
What is the broader picture of housing in St. George, and how does this family fit in?
So one of the most important things that I found out while reporting this story was that the number of homeless students in Washington County had actually increased fourfold from 2003, when there was about 200 homeless students, to 2019, when there was over 1,000. Not all of those students are sleeping in the desert like Saren and his family were. They're doubled up living with other families or in other kinds of situations. And that's because St. George is one of the fastest growing areas in the country. And as the area has grown, rents have gone up and wages have pretty much stayed the same since 1980. There has been a lot more houses added to the housing stock, but most of those houses are at the high end of the market. So it creates a really intense demand on lower priced rental options.
Kelsey, what was your reaction to David's story, hearing about this family living in the desert with a small child?
I think what struck me first of all was he took two photos for the story. And it was kind of when I saw those photos that I knew that perhaps it was something more that I wanted to explore. I think what we wanted to do with the documentary was to even go into a deeper dive with this particular family and really show the nuance of their struggles and the nuance of their poverty.
Kelsey, what's a scene in the documentary that you think really illustrates the difficulties of being homeless in Southwest Utah?
Yeah, Corey shared during her interview a moment when she couldn't get a library card for her son, and it was simply just because they don't have a physical address. So here's part of that scene.
Hoops, you know, and I was just kind of half joking, shooting from the hip, and, you know, well, what would a homeless person do? How does homeless people get library cards, you know, kind of being a smartass? And he says, homeless people don't get library cards. You have to have a physical address. We need to know where to come to collect the book if you don't bring it back. When's the last time a librarian showed up at your door to collect that book you forgot to return?
And she had a lot of stories like that where it's just based on not having a physical address, which was surprising to me. I hadn't even thought about things like this before, and it really kind of speaks to the nuances of their poverty.
How does this film stand out among your other Radio West films and other work that you've done?
Well, first of all, it's rare to have such access and vulnerability from people that I film with, and that family really did that and was really special. And second, we've actually created a really cool webpage for this, which is something that we haven't done as a collaboration to this extent with the KUER newsroom and with Radio West. It's sort of like a visual storytelling page.
David, what change has resulted from your radio story?
I think the most immediate change is that parents who also have a son in the same class as the Stars do saw the story, reached out, and offered the family a new place to put their trailer where they could have easy access to electricity and water. So the family is no longer living in the desert.
What else is the city of St. George doing to address the housing crunch in Southwest Utah?
In August, they created the Housing Action Coalition, which is a group that's looking at how to best strategize around creating more attainable housing options in St. George. They recently changed an ordinance that would allow for property owners to add accessory dwelling units like casitas and carriage houses to create more lower cost rental options throughout the city. And the other big one is this year they broke ground on an affordable housing complex known as Riverwalk Village, which will create 55 affordable housing units within the city limits. There's steps in the right direction, but the city does also acknowledge that there remains a great need.